hello, hello, and welcome back. This is I'm Stumped, the show where we cut down the trees of confusion around your questions and step boldly into the bright light of knowledge. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Sean Cassidy.
Good evening, Chris.
And first of all, I really want to say thank you for your generous response to our show, all the questions that we've received. We're very grateful for. This first question is pretty relevant to the location of this podcast coming out from next to a crematorium.
It's been sent in by Cassie, and it's a ghost question. And she asks, is this a ghost? Me and my friends saw. And she says, I've asked this question before, but I forgot to mention that my brother's pet died the same day. Just saying in case this makes any difference. But it was going to die anyway, so I'm not saying it died. Right, okay, I'll start from the top. Basically, my mate came over to stay 2 nights ago, and we were sat down with our backs against my radiator, talking, and with the door open, so we were kind of looking out onto the landing while we were just talking. We saw this, like, big black figure run across the landing and down the stairs. My parents or anyone went in, and it was not a shadow. It was not a robber, as it was jet black, shadowy thing, and we would not have heard human footsteps, or doors opening, or things being stolen, etc. And I can recognise a human. Well, that's good to know, isn't it? But everything is locked and secure with a huge dog. Also, the dog, it wasn't the dog, as it's not as tall as that, and it's brown.
Not black.
No. If just me saw it, I would have believed it, but because my friend saw it too, and we screamed, it was defo there. What was it, a ghost or a demon thing? Right, for a start, Cassie, thanks for sending that question in, but your English is absolutely appalling. It's quite difficult to read it out on the page, the way you've written it. Two things. One, we're not sure whether it'd be connected to your brother's pet dying the same day, are we? Because that'd be quite a strange coincidence to have your pet run across the landing once it died.
Yeah, it must have been pretty tall pet. Yeah. You know, did he have some sort of like giraffe or...
Yeah, or a black figure.
A black figure is a pet. Yeah. He's like a ninja pet. Robbers, on the whole, the aim of being a robber is not to make any noise. So the fact that you didn't hear anything doesn't necessarily mean that it wasn't a robber. It just means that it was probably quite a good robber. And, you know, another thing, you know, if this happened at night, you haven't said whether it happened at night or in the day, but if this happened at night, then good camouflage is black because it's dark. You know, and if you screamed and then your friend screamed, they could have screamed because you made them jump with your scream. And then it could have just been like trying to make you feel better by being like, yeah, I saw that too. When actually, you're just going mad.
Yeah, she was leaning against the radiator though, wasn't she? So she could have been hallucinating because of the hot.
Yeah.
You on any medication?
Yeah, that's
it's wrong to ask our listeners if they're on medication, but hey.
Well, I mean, if you want to get back to us, you know, you don't have to, but...
Yeah, please send us a question if you've seen any ghost and if you're on medication.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about medication or ghosts. Both of those are just good.
On a serious note on ghosts,
yeah. Ghostly experiences. Sean, have you ever had any ghostly experiences in your past?
I can't say I've seen quite a few dodgy figures of a night. Well, I can't say I've had any ghostly experiences like opening and closing cupboards. One thing I did see is Most Haunted, if you've ever seen that programme.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yvette, I think. The way she goes into a building and she, the hair like sounds, which could be the creaking of floors or the windows or the wind, and she panics and goes mad, and they get that medium in, don't they? Derek Akora, I think that's his name, isn't it? Derek Akora. Take an interesting story about Derek Akora. He got a dumped for drink.
It wasn't me. It was a ghost.
No, he got dumped drink driving down there where I live. Apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
too many spirits. Right. But back to your question, Cassie.
Well, I mean, what I would say as well, is that the reason that you've seen quite a lot of shadow figures, you do live in Liverpool, so you are quite likely to see quite a lot of shady figures on a night. But I've had a couple of experiences. You know, I've had a near-death experience where I dived off a cliff, and that's a really stupid thing to do.
You dived off a cliff?
Yeah, I was just being stupid and dived off a cliff.
Where?
Portland.
Portland?
Yeah.
Why were you diving off a cliff?
Well, I mean, it's just something to do, you know? You just dive off a cliff, you know, into... It was deep water, but it was cold. So near-death experience and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I've had, you know, some people say that when ghosts sort of come around and you can feel quite cold. And I've had that. I mean, leaving the freezer door open doesn't help, but, you know, I've had it where it's been cold in, like, you know, places where it shouldn't be cold, not like in the winter.
But I think if you've left on your own somewhere, like you've got the house to yourself one night, and I think you make yourself paranoid sometimes the way you hear noises that you wouldn't usually hear, and you get yourself like worked up about noises. So maybe that's what Cassie's done here, because she's on her own in the house with a friend, isn't she? And there's no one around, and it's dark. It seems like it's dark, and she sees a dark figure across the landing.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean to say that she's a liar or that she's on medication. She could just be mistaken, couldn't she? Anyone can get confused by shadows on the landing, can't they?
Definitely, I can see that happening.
Well, I think we've done all we can on that question, haven't we? I think we've accused our listener of being on medication and making mistakes. So should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. Let's insult someone else.
I'll give you the next question. Do you want to take it away, Chris?
Yeah, it is, what should I get for Valentine's Day? And that comes from us, from Emailing Chick, so thank you for that. I would say you could always stick with the classics, which are Dead Rat, Dead, or something like that, or their ex-boyfriend's head, like, covered in chocolate. Girls love things wrapped in chocolate, honestly, guys. It's like any type of fruit that you can think of, even if they hate that kind of fruit, you cover it in chocolate and they love it. True story. Any other suggestions, Sean?
Yes, you could also book a table for a meal, couldn't you?
Table for two, yeah, that's good.
I booked a table once with one of my girlfriends, and it was all going well, but she wasn't too happy when we started playing snooker. Should we move on?
Yes, I think we should.
Right, it's timing of the news, and we're not doing any student protests or riots this week, because they're all happening in Egypt. We've got a paper in front of me. It's The Man Who Fell Down the Mountain is the headline. It's about a man who was climbing the Highland Mountains in Scotland, and he bounced over three cliffs and was found on his feet reading a map.
That's Superman.
Yeah. Now, Adam Potter, who was climbing the Highland Mountains near east of Ben Nevis, had suggested getting out ice axes, and his feet skidded underneath him on the snow, and he slipped off the edge of one of the steepest mountain ridges in the Highlands. And what's remarkable is that in seconds he fell 300 metres, about 1,000 feet, down the side of the mountain, gathering pace as he fell. And then he tumbled down another slope, cushioned by deep snow, bounced over three cliffs, perhaps 100 feet high. His kit flew all over the place, scattering behind him. His body twisted, he went head over heels. And 800 metres later on, he ended up on his feet with a bloodied face, whiplash, back injuries, wrenched shoulders, and he was briefly knocked out by a rock. And to make things worse, is that his friends called an emergency call to the Royal Navy helicopters, and they set out to try and find him, because many obviously feared he'd be dead after having such a dramatic fall to the edge of a mountain. So the Royal Navy helicopter got sent out to try and find him, and so they hovered over this man, who they thought, oh, and this man's standing up and reading a map, so it can't be the guy we're looking for. So he just flew on and left him
there. Oh my god, that's difficult. Really? They just...
Yeah, yeah. So apparently a few hours later on, they realised it was him. So they picked him up, took him to hospital, and he's now recovering in hospital. And in, apparently, in his words, in 10 weeks' time, he's scheduled to head out on a 10-week mission to another testing peak, and that's Mount Everest.
Well, that's a bit ridiculous. You know, he's almost killed himself once, and now he's going to try and attempt to do it again.
Yeah.
But anyway, good luck to him. If you're listening out there, good luck to you. I hope you hope your expedition goes well.
Yeah, amazing.
But don't trip this time or slip on the snow. You know, wear crampons.
It's amazing you'd survive an accident like that, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So be careful next time.
I'm sure he's thankful there is a next time anyway. So that was the news.
Well, after the news, it's set me thinking. We live here at uni, temporarily now, and often we seem to find that it can mess up your sleeping pattern, can't it? Because you tend to go to sleep quite late after you've been doing all of your hard work or your mad partying, and sometimes that means that you don't really get up until quite late in the day, so you don't really get a proper night's sleep. That fits in with the next question we've got from Wicket One, and he or she says, "Something seems to be grabbing me in my sleep." She continues, "It's probably happened about 4 times in the past year. There have been times when I sleep when I feel something is trying to grab me. I've got a feeling that it's possibly evil, because when I call out the name of the Lord, it tends to go away. I always wake up in the same position I was when I was fighting it, and I've been feeling really guilty about this until now. Is there anything you can do? Thanks, guys. Wicket." Well, Wicket, could it possibly be that you're being possessed by the devil? I think you need to get an exorcism. You seen the film The Exorcism? They sort that girl right out. But yeah, that seems kind of weird. It's happened 4 times in the past year. You know, is there anything else you remember from the dream? You know, it could be something you're eating. It could be a bit of mouldy cheese or something like that if you're eating cheese. I don't know whether that's actually true or not, but I'm imagining that it is. That if you eat cheese, do you know, Sean?
I don't really tend to eat cheese before I go to bed, but I know a few people who sometimes when they're dreaming, you seem to get like this urge to kick out, don't you, when you're dreaming sometimes, like, say you have a dream and you're on the edge of a cliff, maybe like that mountaineer we just talked about in the news, maybe he goes to bed now and dreams falling off the edge of a mountain, and before he hits the ground, he's like, oh, wakes up, kicks out, doesn't he?
Hope he doesn't do that on top of Mount Everest and just like falls out of his tent. He just falls out of another cliff.
Avalanche.
Yeah, almost. Exactly, yeah.
But I wonder if that is true, that if you, sometimes you normally wake up with those dreams, don't you, before you hit the ground.
Yeah.
You normally like jolt in bed and like make...
Yeah, because I mean, everyone has bad dreams, so it's not really something to be really worried about.
I wonder if you didn't wake up, I wonder if you actually would die in your sleep.
What, the body cannot live without the mind? Are we doing the Matrix here? If you die in your dream, you die in the real world.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I've never died in a dream, so I can't possibly comment on that.
But what if this Wicket One is actually experiencing something that's real? Perhaps it could be like an animal, maybe. That, I don't know. It's disturbing him or her in a sleep. But maybe she should... or he should lock the door so his stepdad can't come in overnight.
No. Hmm. Yeah, top tip though, locks on doors.
Yeah.
Stepdads.
Members of family, uncles. I think it's time for our next question, don't you? Right, talking of things that give you nightmares, our next question is about horror films. And it's sent in by Gary from Cambridge, and it says, "What's the best horror film you've ever seen?"
Well, that is quite a hobby of Sean and myself. We pride ourselves on watching horror films of a night, and I think probably my favourite one so far has been Mirrors.
Which one, Mirrors 1 or 2? There's 2, isn't there?
Possibly. Probably Mirrors 1. I'll quickly run you through the plot. It's basically people get killed by mirrors. There you go. That's the film. There's not really very much yet. Sorry for that. But it's still a pretty good film. It's worth a watch.
What about the other films? There's Saw, isn't there? There's one of the ones.
Yeah. The series of all the Saw films.
Tell you what's a terrible one. Piranha 3D.
Yeah. Avoid that one, guys, if you can.
You've seen all the Saw films. What one would you rank as your favourite one? Saw films aren't really scary.
They're not really scary, no.
It's just like a bit gruesome, really, at some point, aren't they?
Yeah, they're quite sawful films, you know. Get it, John?
Yeah,
get it?
Yes.
Other horror films to watch.
I know you like The Hills of Eyes, don't you?
That's terrible. Oh, that is the most horrible film.
You couldn't watch more than 5 minutes of the second film, could you?
No.
I won't run through the plot because it's quite sick.
Not something for...
The first film's just a bit like mindless killing, isn't it? You're stuck in the middle of a desert, broken down car, and you end up being killed by these people.
And eaten.
Look like they're from Solent University. Or everyone else.
Oh, yeah. I thought Alien... Alien's a pretty good film.
That's not scary in the slightest, Alien. It's a pointless film, stupid film. What's the other one?
I think I'm gonna end this now before I completely throttle Sean, as that's one of my favourite films of all time.
Hello. You've reached the Love Doctor. Here to help you with all of your troubles. Oh, yeah.
Hello, this is Gary. I've been with my girlfriend now for it's about 5 years. I was wondering what would be the best way to propose to her. Thanks. Bye.
Well, Gary, first you gotta... Oh, you gotta love her. Do you love her, Gary? Ooh, listen to that sweet, sweet jazz. It's singing out the answer. It's saying... Find out if she loves you, 'cause you always gotta know that she wants to be with you. Yeah, that's right. We're not talking about that kind of love that can just be thrown away. We're talking about that kind of love that sticks around. You hear me, Gary? You know what I'm saying. Then when that day comes, and you meet her, you have to say, Daisy, do you mind if I milk you? How'd you like your eggs? Grilled or fertilized? Yeah, that's right, baby. I just wanna fertilize you. Get down on those knees. Reveal that golden ring. And then you just gotta ask. You gotta say, baby, I need you. I want you to be mine forever. And that's all there is to it. All the magic you need to make her yours. This was the Love Doctor. Until next time. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr.
Right, I think a different type of doctor is needed to help us answer this next question.
Who, dear?
Yes, sent in by Sue, and she says, what is wrong with my bladder? Now, Sue's problem is that she thinks she holds in her pee too long, so that when she stretches or leans over, her bladder or lower abdomen hurts. Now, I don't know if you've ever experienced this before, Chris.
No. This is rather a strange question.
Yeah, but I haven't either. And so how are we going to answer this question?
Well, I think one of the main points that we should come to first is just don't hold your pee in so long. Really, it's, you know, when you got to go, you got to go. That's when you should go. Your body's telling you that something...
What happens if you're in the car and you're driving and there's no place to stop on the motorway or anything?
Well, you got a bottle. You got a bottle. You can use that.
What happens if you're driving? Now, Sue could be driving a car on the motorway. Where's she going to stop? She's not, is she? She's going to flood her car.
Yeah, well, that's better than bladder pains, you know.
What, flood your car with...
urine?
Yeah.
Much better than these bladder pains. But anyway, it could also be cramps. That's lactic acid for the scientists out there, building up in your stomach lining.
I think we should recommend it going to the doctor and getting it sorted out.
We're recommending you go to the doctor. We're not experts on this subject, but our advice would be to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I'm sure the end result will be the solution. Your problems will be like a piece of right. Moving quickly on, there's a few bits and pieces we need to sort out before the end of the podcast. So if you'd like to keep in touch or send any messages via Twitter, go to www.twitter.com/ I'm Stumped Pod, or you can find us on the blog as well. That's www.imstumpedpod.blogspot.com. And if you can't get on the blog or the Twitter, then you can go to iTunes, type in the search bar, I'm Stumped, and then you can subscribe to the show for free. And you can find out episode 1 there as well, can't you?
Indeed you can. And of course, as always, we still have our email address open to any questions, comments, or queries you have at all.
Or abuse.
Or abuse. We'll take it all. That's I'm Stumped Podcast. @hotmail.co.uk. Now on to our final question.
And the final question of today: am I considered anorexic, or is it just a teen phase? Well, that's been sent in by Twiggy.
I'm Chris Beale.
And I'm Sean Casty. I'll see you next Tuesday.